Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Dell challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and catch your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to talk about something that's probably going to sound a little technical at first, but I'm trying to mold it into a conversation that is a parallel between physics, physical fitness, and financial fitness. So we've got three different topics I'm going to try to merge all together, so you're going to have to be listening carefully to be able to keep up. But I think they all fit together perfectly when you look at the context in which they're being brought together in. Let's start with the concept, the term entropy. What is entropy? All right? I've looked up a definition here. It says, entropy is a measure of the unavailable energy in a closed thermodynamic system that is usually considered to be a measure of the system's disorder. Okay? So in other words, your life, your existence is a thermodynamic system, your body is. And we're looking for the energy that you used to have that's now unavailable for success. Where did that energy go? And the reality is it dissipated. And entropy is like a universal term for ultimately all things will deteriorate. And there's five different definitions here. And one of them is the degree of uncertainty that what is wrong can be resolved by any one action. In other words, you're at the point where the way things used to work don't work anymore, right? It's a possibility. Well, it's not a possibility. It's a probability in our universe that all things will deteriorate over time. And deterioration, according to the definition, scientific term, is that they lose their direction. In other words, for something to exist, atoms, electrons, molecules, they must coalesce together with some type of an intellectual or atomic goal to become something and to maintain that something. But what happens in the universe is that there is this deterioration that exists among all beings, all entities, and of course, even the universe itself. And entropy is that trend for the universe towards death and disorder. That was the definition right here. Entropy is the general trend of the universe towards death and disorder. So as a human being, I went through a bunch of entropy. I first had cancer. When I got back from having cancer, well, first I had staph, but that didn't kill me too bad. It was tough, made me sick for about a year. But then I had cancer, and that took me a year. And by the time I was done with cancer, I had lost 50 pounds of muscle. So the entropy of my body, the just total disorder, the falling apart, the aiming towards death was occurring. Now, when they finally killed the cancer, or they, whatever they do with cancer, they stop it or slow it down or whatever they do, when it was in remission, as they called it, at that point, I was devastated. I'd lost 50 pounds of muscle. I was weak. I was out of shape. I had no energy. So what do you try to do in life if you try to reverse entropy? You've got this disorder going on in your body. You've got this disorder going on in your life. And you try to reverse that. So I started trying to work out again. But because I was so weak and weakened from the condition, I tore my bicep off. I tore my rotator cuff out. And eventually I tore my tricep off. Now I had them all sewed back on again. So there's even more entropy as during the period of time when all these things were being ripped off of my body. And I tried to work out again, and slowly but surely, I tried to combat the entropy and get back. And then all of a sudden one day, when I just started thinking I was really starting to get back control of my body and things were starting to work and happen, I ended up colitis, and they had to cut my stomach open, take my colon out, cut it off, give me a colostomy sack, sew my stomach back up. Wait a couple months, cut my stomach open again, put the intestines back together, and off I go now in a totally depleted entropic state of near death again. And when I'm going through this in my brain, there is entropy going on. My brain is again, it's over. There's nothing left. Every time I turn around, something else falls off my body. Something else is dying within me. And I'm seeing the end in front of me, right? And I'm thinking, gosh, if there's anything, and being physical, internal things, it's not even like I can do anything about them. It's not like I haven't worked out. It was like I'm falling apart. And at some point after I came out of it, I started working out again. And I started building up some energy, some positivity. And then I decided we had set a wedding date, and so I had to get in shape for the wedding. So I started working out very hard again, very specifically. No strength. I didn't have any strength to lift any heavy weights. And but what's more important is I started watching my diet. I started eating 6 meals a day, mostly protein. And all of a sudden, fat started falling off my body. I started losing weight. Muscles started to firm up a little bit. And I realized that I had triggered something in my body that changed entropy back to the opposite of entropy, which is hypertrophy. And hypertrophy is where some cell or some entity grows. Something grows. And or hypoplasia, where there is more of something. So either you have more of something, or what you have is bigger and stronger and better, was the turnaround. The turnaround for me, though, was the fact that I could see my body starting to change right before me. So when I got back from my wedding, I continued to work out that way. I continued to diet that way. And I continued to lose weight. And I said, look, I don't want to be skinny. And at the time, David had just lost a bunch of weight. He went on some potato diet or something, David Fisher. And David Fisher lost, I don't know, a lot of weight. I think he said 50 pounds, something like that. So obviously his body had created entropy and become fat. And his goal was to get the weight off. But my goal wasn't to get the weight off. I was already depleted. I wanted to be big and strong and physical again. I wanted to be a strong human being. And so I started trying to work out heavier. The heavier I worked out, the more weight I lost. The harder I worked out, the more weight I lost. And then I realized a factoid. For growth, you have to put something in. And that I was not adding enough molecules into my system for my system to grow. So I started adding food to each and every one of the six meals. And I added it and added it until eventually I stopped losing weight. And then eventually I gained 5 pounds, and then I gained 10 pounds, and then I gained 15 pounds. And as of now, I've gained 20 pounds of solid muscle. Now, it doesn't mean I don't have any fat in my body. It means I have less fat than what I had when I started. I'm still not completely fat-free, but my body's completely changed in just since July 4th. What does this all mean? Well, when I come back, I want to compare this to your life. How many years have you been doing the same thing and not getting any results because you missed one component? How many years have you been doing the same workout and not got any changes because you missed one component? How many years have you worked at the same job with no results, the same relationships with no results, all because you're missing one component of growth? That's what we're going to talk about when we come back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Talk 13-7, the right choice. Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the difference between entropy, which is the dissolution of order in your body and in your mind and in your life, and hypertrophy, which is the growth of the component parts of your body, your life, and your mind, and or hyperplasia, which is in addition to your life, your body, your mind, additional cells, and or new things. So if we look back at what I did in 2018, 2019, and I'm sharing this about you simply because it's something I've thought about, and it came to my mind about, wow, this is really interesting. This is kind of like science. I was in the hospital with getting my intestines taken out, and had the opportunity to close on the Class A apartment complex that I wanted. It was larger, more expensive than any property I'd ever purchased by myself. It was a chance to create a massive amount of hypertrophy, which is growth within oneself. And as I sat there and I thought about it, I go, you know, I can do lots of different things, smaller properties. I can do more of the same properties. And I need something different. I need something larger. I need something that is a challenge. I need to grow as a human being. So when this Class A property came up, and it just so happened I was in the hospital at the time, I could not miss the opportunity to buy it even though I was in the hospital. And yet it's been the next logical step in my growth as a real estate investor. Along with that, during the same time, I knew I needed more volume in my investment career, so I bought into five other apartment complexes as a passive investor, buying, purchasing pieces and parts of these because I didn't really need to do any work with them. So it was not putting any pressure on me being in the hospital, being sick, losing weight and all this stuff, but I was able to add volume to my investment portfolio. So I added volume and I added bulk. When I train, I try to do both. I do some training which gets me larger and stronger, okay, and some training which creates volume and endurance. And back when I was trying to lose weight, I was doing a lot of volume and endurance exercises, calisthenics and very light weights and lots of volume, trying to create a endurance effect, which is lots of cells and lots of blood flowing to those cells to get a certain kind of fitness, right? But when I decided I wanted to put on weight and I wanted to get back to my bodybuilding days, I had to start lifting heavier weights. So there were two components that changed. One, I started lifting heavier weights. And two, I started eating more food. Lots more food, 4,000 or 5,000 calories a day to be more specific. Now, what's funny is you say, well, you would get fat. No, I would have gotten fat if I hadn't have changed my workouts. So by changing these two component parts, my workouts and my diets, and then I quit the volume stuff, I got off of all the aerobics, I got off of all the calisthenics, so my body could use every ounce of energy that it had towards growth and nothing towards energy. And so my body started to balloon up in size and has continued to, and still I'm going to keep doing it. I haven't had to do anything like I did when I was a kid. It was just my body just realized now that I know what I'm doing. Now, the same thing is true in real estate investing. You know, when I first struggled, you go try to do this, you try to do that, you know, add a little bit, and you get a little bit of results and so forth. But I made massive changes in results between, November, December, January, February of 4 month period of time, just a few months ago, I made massive changes by buying five apartment complexes and one Class A apartment complex. And I'm thinking as I sit back, I look at it and go, man, people take years and years and years to accomplish the results that I accomplished in just a very short period of time. And I thought about it. I would have taken years and years and years to get those results. But there was something that's different. I knew that I had to add this component, I had to add this piece, I had to take away from this piece. I knew what needed to be done to get the results I wanted, et cetera, et cetera. So let's talk about family situation. I have had the same girlfriend for 12 years, had a great relationship. And so here we have the endurance factor. We have lots of hypoplasia, which is more and more and more of the same. And we just have more and more years together, more and more special times together, more and more history together. But we're not growing. There's no hypertrophy in the relationship. So we decide to get married. Everybody's going, why get married after 12 years? And the reason to get married after 12 years is because the marriage, if done correctly, is like a giant boost of growth. It's taking and putting into your relationship those nutrients, those chemicals, those psychological belief systems that say this relationship is going to grow. It's not going to stay the same. Many, many people thought we were just going through the motions. She was going to get a ring and she was going to get a wedding dress and a wedding, and that was going to be it. But no, the wedding was a complete change of my belief system of the relationship and how it should work. She's a wife now, not a girlfriend any longer. She's a partner now, and not just someone that is a roommate. And these changes psychologically changed our relationship. And things where we used to come up to this point and fight, we'd get these little things that would irritate us because we were so weakened by, you know, the entropy of our relationship, the deterioration of 12 years. We were weakened, we'd get to a point and there'd be this problem or this challenge or this fight, and we would go into a tailspin for a couple days or a week. And now I'm finding we go into those moments where they get close like that, and we don't go there. We don't go any further. We don't go to that point and push that button and create that war. And even when bad things happen to us, we're able to emotionally protect each other now because now we're a team. We're now not competing for airspace within the same home. We're now sharing life together. It's a completely different point of view. It's entropy backwards. It is now hypertrophy. And so could this relationship go backwards? Absolutely. What is the natural progression in life? It's entropy. The natural progression is for you to lose interest in your spouse. The natural progression is to lose interest in your kids. The natural progression is to lose interest in your physical fitness, right? And the natural progression is to lose energy in life as a thermal dynamic being. You are losing the energy within yourself. You don't have it in you any longer to get up every morning and be excited and aggressive and attack the world. And so slowly, but surely, you fall into living a life of quiet desperation. And that's what we're here to talk about. That quiet desperation, to where you also realize pretty soon that there's no returning from that. That life is really a zero-sum game. If you give up happiness, if your spouse gets something happy, makes her happy, you don't get something. You have to give up something. If your boss gets something, you don't get something. If you don't eat, you lose weight, but if you eat and enjoy life, you get fat. It's zero-sum gain, and you are the loser every time. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
you have to decide, am I willing to get in right now? Is the world over? Is the good world over? Is it going to crash?
Miss your chance to ask Dell a question during the show? You can connect with Dell off the air, too. Go to DellOnTheRadio.com, click on the Twitter link, and ask your question. Hashtag Ask Dell.
I believe that a good teacher has the skill set to be able to bring people through multiple levels of learning that are completely different from one another.
Have a comment for Dell instead? Use hashtag TellDell.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the difference between hyperplasia, hypertrophy, and entropy. And we're talking about the fact that if you wake up today, or if you've woken up in your life in the last couple weeks, months, years, whatever, and you realize that your life is actually deteriorating, the quality of your life is deteriorating, and it can be in any facet of your life. It can be in fitness, it can be in financial situations, it could be in relationship situations, it could be family situations, whatever it is. All these things, the natural tendency is for them to dissolve into mediocrity and to become less and less and less positive in your life. That's just the nature. But what I wanted to get across to you is that there are two very important facets, and then I'm going to move on from this for a second or for the rest of the show. But the two important facets I want you to get under your skin is that number one is that when I decided to change each of the things I told you about that I changed, my financial situation said I no longer can live with just more apartment complexes. I've got to change quality of apartment complexes. I've got to move from a Class D type environment to class. I moved into all Class Cs and said I won't buy anything older than 1980s. Then I moved out of that and said, okay, I'm going to get out of my 80s construction. Now I'm into 2000 construction. I'm into Class A. So I changed the quality. I went from a small quality to a great, grand quality. So before that, I had done volume, 100 houses, 11 apartment complexes. It was all volume. Now it's size. I also went through a size thing where I went from 20 units to 40 to 60 to 80 to 100. But I want you to understand that in my growth process, financially and physically, you go back and forth between size and volume, size and volume, size and volume. You drive the volume up because that's easier to drive up. And then you get rid of some of the volume, you lay off of the volume and put in the size. So in the weightlifting, what happens is when I laid off doing all the aerobics, I laid off of doing all the calisthenics, and I just started lifting the heavier weights. And what happened was I got much, much stronger. I'll give you an example. I was doing arm curls with like 80 to 95 pounds for 10 reps. And when I just said, look, I got to go heavier, and I started going heavier, I went up from 95 to 105 to 115 to 120 to 125 to 130, 135, 140. The other day I did curls with 140 pounds. Well, what I found was is that once I could do curls with 140 pounds, I could go back down to the 80 or 95 pounds and do 15 or 20 reps. In other words, even though I wasn't training volume, the fact that I was stronger allowed me to have an easier way with volume. And I think the same thing is true. Once you put a larger piece of real estate in your life, a larger investment in your life, a larger business in your life, then the volume of dollars that you can earn is much easier to obtain than it was by adding a little more volume, a little more volume, a little more volume, a little more volume. At some point, all that extra volume doesn't make you any stronger. It doesn't get you any richer because there's a trade-off for time and money. Just like when building muscle, there's a trade-off from energy and growth. If you use up all your energy to do more exercise, there's no energy left to grow. Your body only has so much energy, you've got to use it. The same thing in your relationship. If you use all of your time and your energy into volume of your relationship, then there's no quality to the relationship. I would rather spend less volume. I spend less time around my wife right now because I'm doing more exercise and she's running more apartment complexes. She's growing herself, building this environment of operating these larger and more expensive apartments. And that's a growth process for her while I'm over here getting my strength back and becoming back the man that she actually met 20 years or 12 years ago and becoming someone that's physically healthy and somebody physically excitable to be around because I'm taking the energy out of the just volume of life and putting it back into growth, right? So I think the same thing is true with you. You can use a lot of energy out there. But the second thing I wanted you to get is there has to be some stimulant. There has to be a stimulant for change. So even though I was doing lots of exercising, it didn't make me grow. Even though I was doing lots and lots of time, spending a lot of time with different businesses, I owned a lot of companies, my actual income wasn't growing that much. Because I was spending all my time and energy working instead of my time and energy thinking about how to grow my businesses and then consequently growing my businesses. You're either working in your business, in which case your income doesn't go up, or you're working on your business, and if you do it correctly, it will go up. But it will only go up if you're working on your business and you understand the correct stimulant necessary to make it grow. And so you're going to have to learn these stimulants. You got to look at your situation. What is my problem, Dell? What is the problem I have? I don't save enough money. I have too much crap. I buy all kinds of stupid stuff I don't need. I'm, you know, just a wasteful person with money, so I can't create enough money on the side to feed my financial growth. My financial growth can't grow because all I have is lots and lots and lots of volume. I get up and work and I 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 work and I'm not getting anywhere, Dell. Of course you're not getting anywhere. You're using volume. Volume will just get you tired. You need growth, but you can't because you're so busy working and then so busy spending that there's no, you have nothing to stimulate the growth with. And what does it take to stimulate the growth? The two things you don't have. Number one, time. What does the time do? It gets you into the seminar and teaches you. You have the time to learn. Guy said to me on one of the post-interview questions, he said, I don't know if I could do this stuff because it might take time away from what I want to do. Well, I'll tell you, whatever it is you want to do, that's fine. That's your life. But you're going to live a life of quiet mediocrity financially because you can't spend a little bit of time to grow your wealth. Right? So that's what you've decided. So you have no time, so there's no growth. Give it up. Kill yourself. It's over with. Just realize you are going to be you the rest of your life. You might as well just learn to accept it. You're going to be mediocre. You're not going to look good. You have no time for working out. You're not going to be financially free. You have no time to learn how to be financially free or do the things necessary to be financially free. Just give it up. It's over with. You have no choice. Right? So time is the first one. The second one is you need some type of fuel. For me to grow, I needed fuel. I needed fuel to fuel my investments. I needed fuel to fuel my growth. I needed fuel to fuel my relationship. And by gosh, it cost a lot of fuel. I'm telling you, wedding dress ad. I got two wedding dresses and the wedding and a destination wedding and all the stuff that goes with it. That's a lot of fuel came out of my investment side of my life. A lot of energy came out of my workout side of my life to go into my relationship side. So if you don't have the time and you cannot conserve the fuel from some other part of your life, you will not change. Just get over it. Listening to the radio show hopefully might wake you up. That's why I do these kinds of radio shows. How to go buy a house is simple. How to go buy an apartment complex is simple. We teach that. I can teach you how to do real estate. But what I can't do is get you off the couch, change your belief about what's important in life, to realize that health and wealth and fitness and family success and relationships, good relationships, quality relationships, is a completely different kind of life than the average person lives. Just got to realize. As I sat there, and I started thinking about it, was an interesting thing when David lost all the weight. I was thinking to myself, and this is not intended to be a mean statement, but David lost 50 pounds. I go, anybody can lose weight. Losing weight is simple. I think David proved that. Anybody can save money. Anybody can. It's simple. Anybody can get out of debt. It's simple. Anybody cannot get into debt. It's simple. All those simple things, if done on a regular basis, will create a better life than if they're not done. But losing 50 pounds is not having a perfect physique. It's not having a absolutely physically fit, beautiful, healthy, in shape physique. It's not the same thing. It's losing 50 pounds. You may end up looking flabby. You may end up being out of shape. You can't run around the block. You might have saved a lot of money and paid off a lot of debt, but you're still broke. You still have low quality of lifestyle. And yes, you might have got married at a young age and have lots of kids, but your life is still miserable. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways?
Cash flow.
Money in your pocket each month.
Equity capture.
The thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map.
Appreciation.
Real estate can increase in value over time.
Equity buildup.
Renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally,
the tax advantage.
When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. I want to take this last segment and just sort of round this, sum this all up, and bring a very important recent happening to your attention. You know, we talk about ourselves living a life of quiet desperation, yet we still are blessed. We're blessed with the ability to make a change. And to the extent that we were blessed to have the ability to make that change, is the quality of our life. The ability to say, you know, I don't like where I'm at right now, and I've got to fix that. And, you know, blessed I am that after each and every one of those ailments I named off in the first segment, I was given the decision power and the energy, the internal will to go against what my biological body had intended for me. And so too with my first two bad relationships, two marriages that I got divorced from that weren't right, and my inability to deal with women in the correct manner, to pick the right ones and or to treat them once I got them the way they should be treated. And my desire and my will and willingness to change and to learn and to actually then be able to attract a perfect woman. And, you know, you say perfect as everybody says that about their wife, but for me, mine is perfect for me. And, you know, to be able to maintain that in my life is such a blessing that I had the ability and the willingness to change. And financially, you know, after working 60 hours a week, 60 to 68 hours a week for 12 years to figure out that there's another way that I could buy my life back and that I could go out and become, replace my earned income with passive income. That was blessed that I had the willingness to look into it, to study it, even though I was already working 68 hours a week. And then the willingness to take and change what I was doing to get to where I wanted to be. All those things are blessed from wherever those blessings come from, whoever you believe or wherever you believe they come from. I'm not one to delve into that aspect of your life. There's too many different variables there that can be left left with the wrong impression of what they really are. So I want to bring to your attention a gentleman here that I really want to tell a story. His name is Peter Nierman, and Peter was our speaker, our main speaker at the Expo last year. Peter, when he's in his early 20s, was living a great life, married with kids, bodybuilder. He went on vacation to Hawaii and got knocked down by a wave and broke his neck. And he was completely paralyzed from head to toe, quadriplegic. But before that, he was completely paralyzed, and they put him in a hospital, and they said he'll never walk again. In fact, he was on a breather, and they fed him through tubes, and he couldn't breathe, he couldn't eat, couldn't do anything. So in his mind, he had to make a decision. And the decision was the same as yours and mine, which is, I don't like where I'm at right now. There's got to be more to life than this. I've got to make a change, knowing full well, because he was in medicine himself, that the chances of him ever being able to do anything with his life was next to nothing. But he's decided that if next to nothing plus one is still better than next to nothing. So he struggled and took training, and his friends chipped in for him to get training because he was broke. I mean, he had no job. He was paralyzed. And he did the training, and slowly but surely, you know, he had some hypertrophy where some of his muscle tissues started to fire, the neurons started to fire, and he regained small amounts of control over his body. They got it to where he could breathe without a breather. Although he does have a compression pack on his stomach that does push his stomach in and out for him. But he can't breathe without having a breather in his mouth all the time. He couldn't eat. They got him to where he could eat. He tells stories of when he had no control over his hands. He finally got a little bit of control in his shoulder and one of his forearms so he could kind of yank it around. So they tied a spoon to it, and he'd try to feed himself, and he'd throw food in his face and all dribble all up and down his face and stuff, and how the struggle was to try to aim for the mouth and get it in there and whatever. But he so wanted to be able to eat real food. He so wanted to be able to feed himself that he struggled for weeks and months and years to master these little skills. Eventually, he was able to go home. He went to therapy. He never could walk. He got himself a wheelchair that does everything with a life support system on it. And eventually decided he wanted mobility. He wanted to not have to make everything, not make his whole life dependent on his wife, who he'd lost his first wife because of how traumatic this whole thing was. His nurse that took care of him fell in love with him, and they got married, have a wonderful marriage now. And he finally decided he wanted some autonomy, so he went and he bought a van, and the van had a power lift that could put his wheelchair up into the van, And then he took lessons. He took driver's lessons for 6 months to learn how to drive with only a hand, one arm movement. And he got certified to drive again to where he could drive this van. So now he could take and move himself around. And after he got all that mobility, what did he do? Did he worry about himself? No, he started mentoring other people. He knew he couldn't work. He cannot work. He cannot earn money. Otherwise, it would take him off his disability and all of his life support system. So he started looking for passive income. He started buying houses and creating passive income, joined up at Lifestyles Unlimited, very much a big skeptic of the whole thing, figured out that he liked it, and he started helping other people. His van has been destroyed. It costs over $100,000 to replace. His insurance won't cover. We would like you to help. If you could donate anything for this gentleman, go to lugiveback.com. That's LU, like Lifestyles Unlimited, lugiveback.com, www.lugiveback.com. And any donation of any amount would be highly appreciated. We've got to get this guy a van. He's helped so many people. We need to help him. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.